Sentire Media.
In Italy's land, so ancient and grand, lie mysteries for us to discover and see. So come take my hand and grab your map on this amazing adventure with me. Italy's history, mysteries, journey through time with us. From towers that lean to cities unseen, come and join the quest. In history we'll be.
Hi there, young time travelers. Welcome to Italy's History Mysteries. I'm your tour guide, Luca, and today we're hopping in our time machine back to ancient Rome. But it's not just any day in Rome. We're going to find out how this super strong empire, full of gladiators and emperors, came to an end. Let's zoom back and see what happened. Picture this. You're walking down a street lined with huge fancy buildings called temples and markets filled with people selling things like olives and pottery. Rome was the boss of a huge chunk of the world, from chilly Britain all the way to sunny Egypt. But guess what? Even the strongest empires face big problems. Rome was so big that the emperors, who were the leaders, had a tough time keeping everyone happy and safe. Time traveler's task. Imagine you're the emperor of a vast land with cities everywhere. How would you keep an eye on everything? Would you write letters, send messengers on fast horses, or maybe invent a super spyglass? While Rome tried to keep everything under control, they had to deal with attacks from tribes who wanted to take over parts of their land. And inside Rome, well, people were arguing about money and who got to be in charge. It was like a tug of war pulling an empire apart. And here's another twist. People started following a new religion called Christianity, which changed how they thought about a lot of things. This new idea helped bring some people together, but it also made some disagreements even bigger. Cool fact time. Did you know we still use a bunch of stuff that the Romans made, like roads and bridges, and some of our words come from their language, Latin.
Wow!
So, what happened to Rome in the end? Well, it didn't disappear. It changed. The huge land that was the Roman Empire slowly turned into individual countries with their own rulers, laws, and people. What was once one huge empire is now many, many countries. But if you look closely, you can still see parts of the Roman Empire in most of them. You can still find old walls, parts of old buildings, roads, numbers, and bridges that were all built by the Romans. What happens in the past leaves a forever mark on the future, and the Roman Empire influenced many things we use today. Nothing stays the same forever, and sometimes change helps us learn and grow.
Hooray!
And that's our wild ride through the fall of the Roman Empire. Thanks for zooming through time with me today on Italy's History Mysteries. Remember, every day is a chance to discover something amazing. Join me next time for more adventures. Until then, keep asking questions and stay curious. Goodbye, young explorers!
Italy's History Mysteries is a production of Sentire Media. Story and script by Samantha Wilson. Edits and sound effects by London Nero. Voice of Luca by Joshua D. Fletcher. And original music by Matt Welch.
Sentire Media.